Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in tonight. It is with deep sadness and a heavy heart that it is my job to inform all of you that today Edward VIII's mother, Miss Margie Jackson, passed away. This would have been a lot easier message to type than to speak. But this is the best method for me to get messages out to all of you, including those that aren't on social media. And as you can hear, this is a tough one. I keep thinking back to the first time that I reached out to Margie. And she answered the phone, and she had no idea who I was. And I told her who I was and what I was doing, and that I believed that her son was innocent. And she screamed. She screamed and she cried. I'll never forget her words. The only thing she could get out through her tears was, "I knew my baby didn't do that. My baby could never hurt a fly." It's been over a year since that phone call. Margie and I spoke often, and all of you got to hear Margie in her interview, which was one of the most popular episodes we've ever put out. She was a kooky woman, but she was a real woman, and she won over the hearts of so many of you. But today, my heart breaks for my friend, who no matter what, no matter how much time passed, no matter what happened, Ed would always say, "But no matter what, I always love my mama." Ed's wife, Kim, made the trip to the prison today to break the news to him. She had her 2 hours that she's allotted, and now he's alone. And that fact, honestly, just rips my heart out. Ed does not deserve to be in there, and Margie deserved to see him set free. I'm sorry, this is supposed to be just a quick announcement. I will put out another bonus episode as soon as Kelvin gets back with me with the arrangements for the funeral, if any of you would like to attend or donate. And in the meantime, I guess I'll just leave all of you with this. Let's not stop fighting and not let Ed or Jesse miss the passing of one more of their loved ones. This is all the more reason and motivation to get these men home to their families. I love you all, and you'll hear from me in a couple of days.
I do want to thank all of you, and I wish I could thank y'all personally with one of my freshly baked cakes, but it probably won't be big enough because it was so many of y'all helping us that, you know, we just couldn't even count. But I do want you to know that I appreciate everything that you did. And I want to reiterate this statement. I know my baby is coming home.
And don't we all just need a place to fall, a soft place to rest our heads?
Now, when I think my son is coming home, can you say the same thing to me?
Yes, absolutely. I believe he's coming home. We're going to do everything in our power to make that happen.
Thank you.
When we're together, it's like nothing's changed. But where we started, it seems like light years away. Just need a place to fall, a soft place to rest our heads. I come home, I come home, I come home, I come home to you. I come home. To you, I come. to you.